Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone. But we can take a shot at Brown around or we quit. I got a feeling we are onto something.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents a special plague-infested lockdown light, COVID, Idiocy and Dunceless, special edition of Global Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the herd immunity of the audience.
And if you worry, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Mark Hodge on keys, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show, which has emerged from 6 months in lockdown, blinking in the sunlight, and no longer sure how to talk to other human beings. And speaking of not being able to converse normally, please welcome today's comedians! On my left, playing for Down with the Swirl, Johnny Cochran and Celia AB.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
And on my right, playing for Yeltsin's Airplane, Alison Spittle and Olga Koch. So, firstly, panellists, what makes you diverse? I hate to audition you when you've already got the job, but Celia AB, tell us.
Oh, it's going to take a while. I'm French, I'm Algerian, I'm bi. And I think that's just about enough, isn't it? It's like, just don't want to overdo it.
No. Yeah. You don't want to intimidate the others.
No. I did start as a white man and then I build up to all this, so it took a while. Thank you for having me.
It's a delight to have you here. Johnny Cochran?
Yeah, I've got Jamaican, Cuban, Irish. So we're stopping at three. So, yeah,
absolutely. Jamaican, Cuban, Irish. And yeah. You are father of one.
I am a father of one as well, incredibly diverse, so yeah, being a dad. He's now 1 year old, so he had his birthday recently, and to be honest, I'm not really like one of those kind of shallow materialistic people, but he's been bought a little Range Rover for his 1 year old birthday, and he's rolling around, he's the most Essex baby you've ever seen, a white Range Rover, and he's wearing dungarees, it's just outrageous, so that's my life.
Excellent. It sounds great. I mean, it's a great time to have a baby and then go into lockdown because you actually get to see the child.
Yeah. I'd prefer it the old way, to be honest. Just need a break.
When there was respite outside the house. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to look on the bright side. Why are you called Down with the Swirl?
So, we are both mixed race, as we have just kind of laid out. And I found out kind of recently that Down with the Swirl is a term for being mixed race. So, yeah, particularly in America, they say you're down with the swirl, and that means that you're down with getting with people from other ethnic backgrounds.
And you know how America is really cool with race.
Yeah.
Yes, use all the expressions from America.
I've created a verb out of it as well, swirling. So, yeah, if you're swirling, that's what you're doing.
I don't think I can pull off saying that, just... I'm swirling.
Just swirling means you are dating someone of another race?
Yeah, like currently, You could say, I swirl. It's something that I do. I occasionally swirl. But if you're swirling, you're currently swirling.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, it should be obvious that you're doing it. You shouldn't need to explain it to anyone if you're currently doing it. All right. So on my right, we have Alison Spittle. How are you, diverse?
Hey. I have an Irish accent.
Yes.
And I had figs in my porridge today. So I've become a porridge person.
Has lockdown taken a Goldilocks turn for you?
Yeah, yeah, it really has. I'm dead inside. So and no amount of sultanas will change that in my breakfast.
I mean,
I'm hungry already, Deborah.
I'm glad. Listen, I'm glad you've come out because I feel you need to be with other people right now.
Yeah.
Olga Koch, how are you, diverse?
I'm a tiny little bit German. I'm a lot Russian. And I have the best rack in the biz. No,
yeah, no one can dispute that.
I looked.
I did too. It was in an invitation, I think. Yeltsin's Airplane. Why are you called Yeltsin's Airplane?
Olga, do you want to explain?
Well, thank you very much. So Yeltsin used to be the president of Russia, where I'm from, and he went on a diplomatic visit to Ireland.
Yeah.
Where Alison is from. But he was, in a poetic fashion for both nations, too drunk to get off the plane.
He was. And our Irish Prime Minister, the Taoiseach, Albert Reynolds, who, here's a bit of trivia, owned a dog factory. Not a dog factory.
What is that?
A dog food factory.
Oh, okay, that's better.
I know.
Better.
I got a libeled man very badly. A dog food factory very near my house. So he's the Irish Prime Minister. He was waiting on the tarmac for Boris Yeltsin to come out. And Boris was too drunk to get off the plane. And there's just a lot of footage of our Prime Minister waiting about 20 minutes with a marching band for a man that was too drunk to get off the plane.
Oh, God. Can you imagine having an incompetent, embarrassing leader called Boris? It must have been awful for you at that time, Olga. I can't imagine. But now you live here, so that's good. Now, making sure that all of the facts are as simple and straightforward as the government's furlough scheme for freelancers, it's our own Rishi Sunak, Ned Sedgwick! And attempting to play the piano from inside a full-body hazmat suit on keys, it's Mark Hodge! Woo! Ned, have you had any global experiences lately?
Have I had any experiences which have been shared by the rest of the globe recently? None spring to mind, really. I've not really travelled much recently. I'd say the last 9 months have been fairly dry when it comes to
experiences. Well, do you know what? Here in King's Cross, we're having a global pandemic.
Yeah, well, exactly.
As usual, Mark has found an old folk song, thoroughly disinfected it by injecting it with bleach and appropriated it to form a Scores jingle. Over to you, Mark! That'll be great. Okay. And the audience aren't allowed to sing along. So Mark will make a little rhyme out of that that ends with "What are the scores, please, Ned?" You'll see how it goes. Okay, first up is our themed round. And as this is our COVID special, we'll be asking questions on the subject of lockdown. And don't worry if you don't get all the questions right, because the rules of lockdown are largely a matter of common sense and personal interpretation anyhow. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers.
Ding dong. Oh, yeah.
We haven't been out for a long time. We haven't done a gig in so long. It's so just so excited to be in front of an audience. Okay, question one. Sweden has had famously light restrictions. But what did the city of Lund put on the streets to deter too many people from celebrating? Down with the swell.
I reckon it was a bunch of like IKEA furnitures. But like on the manual, they took out one page and one page only. And so the whole time in Sweden, everyone's kind of been like, what the fuck's going on with this bed?
So just to keep people busy and indoors, three flat pack furniture, like, but with three screws missing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Occupying you know how, like, people for the whole of lockdown.
You give a kid an iPad. Because you don't love them.
Yes.
That's what you do with the Swedes. It's like, here's IKEA furniture. but one page is missing.
Right.
I thought that's like the updated Oxfam advert, like, give a kid an iPad and yes. you distract them. Give them IKEA furniture and they won't break lockdown rules.
I think this... was that really an advert? Give a kid an iPad?
No, it was like, give a man a fish and he'll feed himself for a day. Give him a net and he'll open a fish and chip restaurant. That was the original advert.
It definitely wasn't. You just made all of that up. David Swirl, is that your final answer? Johnny, do you have an answer?
To be honest, I just think maybe it's more basic, like they'd hire professional coffers to stand out on the street. Because I don't know about you, like if I go out, if someone coughs these days, I am seriously freaking out. Like, what are you doing? Just even like if there's dust in the air and they just cough, that's too much for me. It's like, if you're coughing, jump into the pond. Basically, just go somewhere else, you know, disappear. Because I can't handle it anymore. I'm very sensitive to people coughing. So if I was the Swedish government, I'd just hire someone, you know, one of these people who are now obviously in the huge swathe of people that are about to be unemployed, and just get them to stand out. Like, instead of the people holding up Subway signs or McDonald's signs, just stand on the street, just cough. And then people will eventually be like, you know what, I can't go off to leave the house.
People will scatter. Yeltsin's airplane. Sweden had a famously light restrictions, but what did Lund do to deter people celebrating, coming out on the street celebrating?
The bear from Midsommar.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The bear from Midsommar. Have you seen Midsommar?
No.
Oh
it's very good, but there's like one horrific scene in it. So, yeah. It's
so the spoilers on the street is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just suggesting go out to the street and spoil classic shows people have been waiting to watch on Netflix or similar.
Yeah.
By telling them the worst part of it. I see, I see.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is outside with like a sandwich board that says, I'm already dead. That's too... I was thinking about this and like... I wonder what would be a good deterrent for Swedish people. Low taxes? What would be? I'm trying to think what if Sweden is famous for. ABBA is good. The A-Teens. Do you remember them? They were a late 90s tribute act to ABBA. I put them outside.
Also, Upside Down dancing on the ceiling is them as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Okay, so was it people dancing on the ceiling? Hive Mind. What did the Lund put on the street to stop people, to deter people going out to celebrate?
Fermented fish.
Good answer, very
that
Swedish.
I would.
What was that?
Zombies.
Zombies. Practical, because it implies an apocalypse.
A medieval knight.
A medieval knight.
Just one.
Why? What is, there, is that a particularly Swedish thing? Oh, it did happen
Whoa.
Somewhere. What, to sort of imply this is like the Black Death or something like that? Oh,
that's
they really did that somewhere. They had.
They were like, ACAB? Here's a fucking night.
Maybe that's the new ACAB. All nights are bad nights. Anything else?
People dressed up as COVID molecules.
There's going to be loads of them at Halloween, isn't there, as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the new Joker, isn't it? You know?
Oh, if only. So if you think it's fermented fish, buzz now. If you think it's zombies, buzz now. A medieval knight, buzz now. A COVID molecules, buzz now. Okay, you went for medieval knight. In fact,
it
was chicken manure. They covered the streets in a ton of chicken manure, and everyone went, no thanks.
What year is this?
This is the only year that there's been COVID-19.
So somebody was like, there's a pandemic, let's put chicken shit everywhere just to like have a laugh.
Is there like a minister of chicken shit in Sweden who's like, this is my time?
Ned?
He's going to wrap up his department, and he was like, oh no, just wait one more week. So I didn't know anything about the night fact, but in India, some policemen did dress up as COVID with the big kind of as a molecule. So right, but for the different answer.
I bet they just look like Daft Punk.
Surely every answer is the right answer to a different question.
Yeah.
Just back engineer a question. You know.
It's called being tactful. Deborah. Yeah, well, people wanted to celebrate Walpurgis Night, which is kind of similar to Halloween, a lot of bonfires. And they, because the restrictions were so light there, they were like, we actually can't take the piss. So we need a way of not getting people out on the streets.
So we can't take the piss, but we can take the shit.
whilst not actually doing anything. So they did this instead. They were like, well, we can't just tell people not to go out. So they covered the streets in tons of chicken manure.
Okay, so question two. In a group of Colombian towns, they are restricting people's movements by using their identity cards in a strange way. What are they doing? Down with the swirl.
So, were they, right, getting all the people to put their IDs into a hat and playing some kind of, like, bingo for who can leave the house? Do you know what I mean? Like, so they're just like, each round, and next round we're playing for 30 minutes out of the house and be like, eyes down players, who's going to win? You know, all right, here you go, my man here, you're out 30 minutes out of the house, and then they get to roll out and do what they want. Kind of like a shit mecha bingo, even though mecha bingo is quite shit in the first place, so we're really getting somewhere with that.
Yeah, and an extremely controversial title, Mecha Bingo, as well, that people do complain about a lot.
Of course, exactly.
Yeah, understandably. Celia, do you agree with your teammate?
I think that what they did is they took everyone's IDs and they drew little mustaches on them so that they couldn't leave the country. They'd be like, you don't have a mustache.
But what? Everyone's wearing masks, so you couldn't tell.
I wear a mustache over my mask.
Yeltsin's airplane, what do you think?
I'm thinking if they had IDs but for bums, so if you had a picture of your bum instead of your face, and then it would stop me going outside if people were checking my ID. And I had to show my bum. And I'd be like, oh, I think I'll stay in. I don't need milk. And it would be a good idea to keep me inside.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely work for me and many people.
Yeah.
Olga, do you agree with Anderson?
That system would not work on me.
You'd be like, check my ID.
Do it. Do you want to check? Do you want to make sure? I would say either their birthdays or passport numbers, like odd numbers are allowed to go out that day or even numbers are allowed to go out that day.
Ooh, is this a genuine answer? I was like, this is good. I truly don't believe bums, you know. I just want to say that.
Oh, also their asses on the ID as well.
Okay, so Hive Mind, what do you think? In a group of Colombian towns, they're restricting people's movements by using their identity cards in a strange way. What are they doing? They let women out one day and men out the other day. Okay. When do non-binary people get to leave the house? In Colombia, they've not legislated for that, or maybe they have in some odd way or another. Anyone else from the Hive Mind?
They digitise them and you swipe right to go out and swipe left.
Nice. Swipe right to go out and swipe left to stay in. Okay. Who's swiping? The rest of the town will swipe and say whether you're allowed out or not. Oh, my God. You want to be popular at that point. My God. That's a... Okay. So it's a swipe left, swipe right. Anything else?
An age restriction.
So what, five-year-olds are allowed out on Mondays and their mothers and fathers are allowed out on Wednesdays? Old and vulnerable, certain times, etc. Okay. All right. So if you think it's gender-based, that the government are being very binary, buzz now. If you think the rest of the town has to swipe right or swipe left on you leaving the house, buzz now. You like that one. That would be popular if it brought in here. I don't think Dominic Cummings would have much luck, would he? We all have swipe left or swipe right.
Oh, he wouldn't care. He'd go out anyway.
Just checking his eyesight at the end.
Exactly. Well, if he might say I couldn't read the identity card because my eyesight was so cool. And if you think it's age-based, buzz now. In fact, see, I think maybe Johnny had this. With the Mecha Bingo idea, I think it's probably a little bit more close to what Olga said. Ned will have to decide. You are allowed out of the house depending on what the last number on your ID card is.
Yep, so odds and even numbers, yeah.
Odds and even numbers. So that's absolutely what Olga said.
That's more bingo, I think.
Do you think it's more bingo?
I think it sounds like bingo, yeah. So,
in short. So they were like, on Tuesdays, people with 1, 2, and 3 can go out, and on Wednesdays, 4, 5, and 6. But in some Colombian towns, they did also do the gender thing. But whatever gender is on your identity card, you can go out some days and not others. And in Turkey, it is age-based, so over 70s aren't allowed to leave. Oh.
So it's a lot of research.
I've not had much to do in the last 9 months.
Yeah.
So we've been building up to this, so there's a lot of info.
So is this a case, again, of the hive mind have had the right answer to a different question?
Yeah, yeah, right answer to a different question, but they didn't buzz for it, crucially.
Yeah, that's true. So who's getting points here?
Yeltsin's airplane.
Yay! Yes,
scandal. Absolute scandal.
I feel like bingo deserves something. But listen, the man on the scores disagrees, and who am I to argue with the patriarchy? During the height of lockdown in South Korea, a video showing how to properly make a dalgona went viral. What is a dalgona? Oh. Down this one.
For me, I think it's toilet roll. How to physically make toilet roll, because obviously we know that is now the most important product in the world. And yeah, I mean, I just think what we all saw is at the start of lockdown, particularly in Britain, when toilet roll just sold out, you know, purely because people thought that the mere fabric of society was eroding. And the one thing that British people thought is, I will not have a dirty arse while this happens. So, you know, I just find it astonishing that those were the products that our people thought that were important, that and pasta, and buying up all the food and stuff. Like, you know, when you think that people are literally going to end up lawless running around on the streets and you're just going to be left to your own devices having fajita Fridays in your house, like, everyone's going to roll into your house and mess your shit up anyway. So why are we hoard buying? Just a little rant from me.
If we're going back into serious lockdown, I am moving in a hairdresser who can teach yoga. That's my dream anyway. That's my dream.
Here's the top tip if you want to hoard some stuff for the second lockdown. Tortilla wraps are great because they can act as a food mechanism. And if you run out of toilet roll, it's not a bad option. That's all I'm saying.
Celia, do you agree with Johnny that dalgona in South Korea means loo roll and they were showing you how to make your own?
No.
I'm not surprised. What do you think it was?
I think it's some kind of like drink or like some kind of food. Do you know how the kids love TikTok and stuff?
We are going to need something more specific than some kind of drink or some
liquid?
Kind of food. It's an element. You think it's either an animal, vegetable, or mineral.
I think
I
it's
like where you're going with this. It's a broad. It's a broad. Right.
I think it's like a concept.
An idea.
An idea. I think it's whatever you want it to be. No, I think it's like a sweet drink, like an ice cream thing that you would have, or it's someone that you love that went, and that's what you call it, the one dalgona way.
So it's an ex, how to get your ex to come back for the full lockdown.
Yeah, but
one dalgona way.
And it's good, because if he says no, you've got a drink to throw at his face.
It's good. Yeltsin's airplane.
I've given up on trying to be funny. I'm too competitive for that. I'm thinking, okay, from a logical perspective, what we want is for people not to go out, and especially to hospitals, because there's a higher risk of getting COVID there. So is it like a basic medical procedure to be taught home that's very common for people to go to hospitals for, but they're like, stay home, you could do it at home, here's how to do it.
What are we talking? What kind of medical procedure?
Appendectomy. Just a YouTube video. I reckon I could do a basic one. If I was like,
I'd
have to have a few drinks, but to steady my nerves.
DIY.
A couple of vodkas, I reckon I could do an appendectomy with a YouTube video. The right equipment, absolutely. Not on myself, obviously.
It's
like I'd love to do one on Tom.
DIY hip replacement. This like
a hip replacement.
So I'm starting a business.
Hip replacements from home.
Yeah. Maybe penis enlargement. Just doing a little dalgona over here. Yeah, nothing else to do. It's gone wrong.
I think I've seen a YouTube tutorial on that, but it's more contouring to make it look bigger.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Listen, contouring the penis is probably a safer option.
That's the answer to everything, isn't it? Contouring a penis is always a safer option.
Someone's contouring their penis to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Really, really good, yeah.
It's brilliant.
What about, like, making a mask? Would that be... Now no. I'm getting
oh
serious.
Oh, my God, that's so much better.
I'm sitting with you, and so it's after I'm spreading done. To me, and I'm like, Alison, okay. don't be a loser
so
all your life.
Airplane thinks it's a mask or a basic medical procedure. Hive mind, what do you think? What is a Dalgona?
Condom.
Condom. To make your own condom.
Nice. A tortilla wrap will set you up well there. It's all
a tortilla
good.
Wrap is flexible. I've seen that now. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Hot coffee with sugar and cream. You're saying that very certainly.
Because my friend's in South Korea now, and he said I'm going for one.
Oh.
Now. Guys.
So Hive Mind.
If you clap for condoms, I can't help you.
If,
like
Hive Mind, if you think it's a condom, buzz now. If you think it's what the man... Oh, somebody did anyway, because they just wanted to give condom a nice
good for you.
If you think it's what the man who absolutely knows it is thinks it is, clap now. You are correct.
Hey.
It's a type of coffee. So, I mean, you did say a sweet drink, but you didn't nail your colours to the mask.
We've got
to
get it.
I'm giving them a point, because it is a sweet drink that you can throw on your axe.
But yeah, I feel...
It looks like a meringue, so the bottom half is milky.
Yeah.
And the top half is like a meringue.
It's coffee and coffee milk. Mixed.
So they're still leaving their houses to enlarge their penises.
Yeah.
I can't help
is that
them.
The one with the cream at the top that's like... It's like instant coffee and sugar mixed in with milk very quickly.
No, that's it's a Russian one.
Take the point off her, she doesn't know it.
She doesn't. Stop talking, Celia, you've got the point. And the Hive Mind also have the point.
And it's the end of the round!
Please!
Tied on 10 points.
Oh! Everything to play for.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Teams, are you ready? Fastest finger first, or thumb, or fist. It doesn't matter how you hit that buzzer as long as you've washed your hands for two happy birthdays. In the Quechua language, spoken in Ecuador and Colombia, they say, I've chewed too many cocoa leaves. Down as well.
I can't stop gurning, I've become very narcissistic.
Can't stop gurning.
Yeah, and they've become very
I see. Are you referring to Colombian marching powder then?
Something like Bogota's finest, yeah.
Boris's finest, I see.
No, Bogota's.
Oh, I thought you said Boris's finest.
I wouldn't dare accuse Boris of, yeah, he's probably done it.
Oh, loads, probably loads. I'm not sure this is allowed in, but I mean, this is being live streamed, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if David Cameron watches it, but I heard that he was on it all the time when he was PM, and that's why he did the sort of reckless with Brexit. Just one question.
Did you ever see George Osborne? Like, he was fully coming down, like, in Parliament. Like, he'd sit there and he used to just literally... Well, they're all at it.
I think that, like, leaving the EU is such a cokehead's idea in the first place. It's like somebody at a party, I'm going to leave the EU, I'm going to start a mixtape, I'm going to... I feel like it's like being... Like, you've got you're very busy. You've got a lot on. You've done a lot. Like, it's like you're at work and you're like, oh, I've done this and this and this, but I've still got to do this and this and this.
I've taken a bit off more than I can chew. I've chewed too many coca leaves. Yeah. Yeltsin's airplane.
I've launched a new app. That's what it feels like to me.
Launched a new app?
Yeah.
Olga?
It's like when you're apologizing for being stupid the night before, for being, like, too drunk or whatever. It's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I chewed too many coca leaves.
Okay. I apologize for being drunk. Hive mind! What does it mean if you've chewed too many coca leaves in the Kichwa language?
I'm bored.
Bored?
Nice.
Can't sleep.
Can't sleep?
Ooh.
That's good. I'm going to put that down tactfully as diarrhea. Which I realise I can't spell, but who can? Okay. If you think it's bored, buzz now. Can't sleep, buzz now. Diarrhea, buzz now.
Yeah.
You've gone for can't sleep. In fact, it means I have a hangover.
Which half points for Yeltsin's airplane?
Yes! Half points for Yeltsin's airplane. In China, they say you're inflating a cow. What do they mean? You're inflating a cow. Damp as well.
So this is just not even fun. This is just straight up what I think it is. Is it doing something the wrong way? Because, like, if you're milking a cow, relieving it, oh, yeah, getting all that out, then if you inflate it, you're blowing up a, you know, balloon animal.
Yeah, that does make a hell of a lot of sense.
Breastfeeding a cow.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so, Celia, do you agree with that?
I think it's making something out to be bigger than it is. Like,
okay. Making something out to be bigger than it is.
Like, oh, look at him inflating a cow. Like, I'm always saying that.
Yeah, yeah. So if a man's boasting about how well his gig went...
Oh, yeah. Or if a man exists. Just...
So if a man's going, oh, I just smashed that, took the roof off it, like a man I'm talking about, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. Sorry, Johnny, but this is what male stand-up comedians
are. This is what I'm going to do when I go home. Yeah, smashed it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hashtag not all men, but in this case, hashtag all men.
Hashtag all comedians.
Okay, hashtag all comedians. I don't think as many women comedians do that. Sorry, I just don't. Yeltsin's airplane, what do you think?
I think it's like when you try and you compliment a cow too much and you're raising its self-esteem.
and you bigged up a cow.
Yeah, like when you go to a cow, you can do anything. You can even climb downstairs. And cows can't climb down the stairs because they don't have knees that bend in a way that would support them. So never leave a cow upstairs. That's an Irish...
So you don't learn anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Olga?
Well, if Celia's saying exaggerating, I would say overreacting.
Overreacting. So you're like, you know, someone says, would you like a Dalgona? I said that right.
I'd be like, in this economy? Yeah, that's exactly me blowing a cow.
So I've just gone to the end of Alison's kind of visualisation that you put out there. And I'm just imagining a cow at the bottom of the stairs and someone standing over the cow crying, going, I should never have told you to come down these stairs and inflate them too. That would be amazing.
Yeah, you've inflated the cow.
It's like the saddest version of Free Willy ever.
Hive Mind, when you answer this, please take into account it's an idiom. You're inflating a cow. If that's an idiom, it's rarely going to be referring to cows because that's how idioms work. But we don't know. We don't know. I haven't looked at the card yet. You're inflating a cow. What does that mean? You're making it worse.
Wow.
Okay. Anything else? You're too big for your boots. Nice. You're an inflated cow.
Being egoistic.
Okay, you've got a big ego. You've inflated your own cow. Anything else?
You're bigging up something shit.
Bigging up something shit.
Cows are great, mate, okay? Just because they can't go upstairs doesn't mean they're not valid.
They can go up the stairs. They can't go downstairs.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So people were like, oh, great, I finally got a cow up my stairs. And then when it's up there, you're like, come on.
Leave now. Yeah. Don't invite a cow to a party, it'll never leave.
Another great idiom,
If you think it's making things worse, buzz now.
If you think it's too big for your boots, Buzznow. Not even the people who said them. Interesting. If you think it means you've got a big ego, Buzznow. If you think it's picking up something shit, Buzznow. You are correct. You're overhyping something, which is also what Celia said.
Yeah, I think kind of everyone gets... I think you get half.
Oh, yeah, everyone gets a point when Celia gets it right. Yeah.
So Celia got it right first, so Celia needs more points.
Yeah.
In Germany, they say, I'm quick and ready. What do they mean?
Like, I'm quick and ready to apologise for being quick. Do you know what I mean?
Did you pass?
Oh, there we go. I'm too quick. Yeah, I think it's I'm quick and I'm ready. It's an apology.
I'm sorry I was so fast.
Yes, exactly. And furious.
God, do you agree with your teammate?
I'm going to say hard.
Hard?
I'm hard. I'm quick and ready. Let's go. Do you know what I mean? I meant to speak German. I don't even know. Yeah. Like ready to fuck.
I thought you meant like...
This is a charming... lunchtime show. There are children here.
I was
okay,
like,
I said hard, you said erect, and then I had to be like that type of hard.
Yes, and. did you mean I'm hard, like that kind of hard? Like,
no, I mean, I genuinely mean like ready. I'm quick and ready. Like.
Okay, all right. Okay. Quick and ready. Quick and ready.
Like, I'm hard like Phil Mitchell. Or I'm hard like Phil Mitchell, you know, for both.
Okay, all right. Okay, down with the swirl. Do you have anything better than that?
I think it's obvious because, like, Germans are typically known as being very efficient. It's a statement of obvious fact, like, oh, I'm quick and ready. You know, it's efficient. It's like...
I'm German. It means I'm German.
I'm German. You know, it's like a British version would be like, you know, I'm pissed and not prepared to speak another language. That's obvious, you know. So, when something's obvious.
Okay. All right, Celia?
Maybe it's like, oh, I'm like packed up to go on a trip or something like that. It's like, oh, I'm quick and ready. Let's go to Spain.
Okay, all right. So ready.
To fuck.
Yes.
Thank you.
Haven't been there, actually.
Thank you. Okay, hive mind. In Germany, they say I'm quick and ready. What do they mean?
I've already done it.
Ooh. It's in the rearview mirror.
Ready to escape?
You're ready to escape. Like on The Handmaid's Tale. Okay.
I'm available for work.
Is that an assessment or is that an answer to the question? I know many people have been furloughed.
One at a time, please.
Available to work. Okay. If you think it's, I've already done it, Buzznow. If you think it's ready to escape, Buzznow. And if you think it's available for work, Buzznow. In fact, it's unexhausted. I'm knackered. Why does quick and ready doesn't sound like that?
It's famous German humour there.
It's sarcasm.
And, I'm quick and ready.
Oh,
people at home, I just winked.
Lol. Those Germans, they are so funny. And it's the end of the round!
Stealing a coca, and he's a joker. What are the scores, please, Ned?
All three teams are tied.
Yes!
What?
I really want to win.
Everything to play for. The next round is the teams round. With nothing better to do than this and the weekly Zoom quiz night with old school friends who you've remembered while you don't see anymore, our teams have had ample time to compile questions for each other. So, down with the swirl. This question is only for Yeltsin's airplane, not for the hive mind. What is the question from your background that you would like to pose to them?
What is Jamaica's national fruit?
What's Jamaica's national fruit? So it's like official, the government love it as well.
It's official, yeah.
It's official.
It's legit.
Like,
the first thing that comes to mind is guava, but I don't think it is.
Or like, is jackfruit?
No, I think that's South Asia.
Oh,
am
no.
I making that up?
I don't know. Like... Let's say we're both wrong. Guava?
It is not.
Can I guess quickly? Is it ackee?
It is.
Hey. Well, well done. Ned Sedgwick has awarded himself some points there. But in the meantime, Yeltsin's airplane is going to give a question to the hive mind.
Could it be a Russian idiom?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So this is in Russian. I'm translating it directly. If you speak Russian, please don't.
No. Well, that's the whole point of the hive mind. Well, one of them might know. And then if they know, that's to be diversity works.
You're standing on chicks.
You're standing on chicks.
Okay, you're standing on chicks. What does that mean? In Russia, if someone says, oh, you're standing on chicks, it means?
You're very wealthy.
You're very wealthy. That's one possibility. That might be a stereotype about Russians in London. Very wealthy. Anything else? You're treading on eggshells. Anything else?
Cocky.
Okay. Don't just yes or no. Don't say which, but yes or no, is it one of those?
No.
Okay. All
Could
right.
it be they've gone out in a town in Sweden and they're standing on chicken shit?
It possibly could be, but you're not allowed to answer this. Okay, so you get one more go, and then she's just going to say yes or no. One more go.
You're a pimp.
You're a pimp. I very much doubt that's it, but let's ask, is it you're a pimp?
No.
What is it?
It's standing on your tiptoes.
Oh, you're standing on chicks. That's lovely. But sadly, no points were scored. Hive Mind, do you have a question that will stump Down with the Swirl? Someone from South Africa?
So what does it mean if you say there's a snake in the grass?
There's a snake in the grass.
There's a snake in the grass. I think we have that in English.
No, we don't. never had that, actually. A snake in the grass, what a silly idea.
So I would go with, you know, there's someone being deceptive or whatnot within the group. You're a snake. Someone could be a snake in the grass if they're being, deceptive and snaky.
Well, there's a snake that's just had a massive joint. There's a snake.
In the grass, right?
Okay, is it someone being deceptive?
Yes.
Okay, so it is the same as in English. Well done, Down with the Swirl. Well done, Down with the Swirl. You have scored accidentally by being lucky. And it's the end of the round.
Who has suffered a setback? Who has the best rack? What are the scores, please, Ned?
Hive Mind are in third place with 20 Ooh. Points. Yeltsin's Airplane are in second place with 25 points. And Down with the Swirl in first place with 30 points.
Oh my God.
We can do this.
I've never won this. I'm genuinely getting a bit gassed right now. I'm getting excited.
Right. The final round is our quickfire round. Hive Mind, if you know the answer, shout buzz and then shout out the answer as loudly as you can. All right, are you ready? Which film was known in Polish as Human Children?
Buzz, Human Trafficking.
No.
Children of Men?
Yes!
Right, let's do this.
In England, you would say you had a frog in your throat. In the Czech Republic, you would have a what in your throat?
A toad?
No.
A fish?
No.
I'm going to go...
Oh, where's that, sorry?
No.
A ghost?
It's a dumpling. Dumpling in your throat. Which alcoholic spirit sales soared the most by 175% during the first full month of British lockdown?
Gin?
No.
Scotch?
No.
Vodka?
No.
Yeah. Brandy?
Rum?
It was rum, but that's too late. You've said all of the drinks now. You can't all of the drinks.
Just made remember that.
Finish this Indonesian idiom. A germ across the sea can be seen, but not an elephant on...
Land? Both land.
Ice?
No, what?
Water.
No, it's on your own eyelid.
What?
Yeah. No, it's a good idiom. What was the most watched film on Netflix UK for the first month of lockdown?
Oh, no, this pandemic.
Contagion.
No. No, it was
Contagion.
Shawshank Redemption.
That was Amazon Prime, the main one.
Which British city, already famous for its source, registered the biggest rise
Worcester.
In buying sex toys during lockdown? Yes, Buzz, Worcester is correct. Saucy Worcester. Lots of sex toys. What colour do South Koreans traditionally wear at funerals?
Red.
Buzz White is correct. Finish this old Filipino joke. A couple is discussing their marriage. Honey, what will you get me for our silver anniversary? A trip to China. Wow, what will you get me for our gold anniversary? The reply?
Buzz the flight home
is correct. Buzz the flight home, I'll pick you up again. And we're out of time, and it's the end of the show!
So, in third place, sadly, it's Down with the Swirl.
Yes!
I'm going to be honest.
How did that happen? They were in first!
Do you know what?
They didn't get anything in the
Oh my God, this is such an upset. I thought Johnny was going to do it.
I'll be honest, I thought we'd already won, so I was like, oh, let these guys play. I'm going to rest on my Emmys.
Oh, Celia and Johnny, I'm so sorry. Johnny's so face, he was so optimistic. It took me like five minutes to realize. Oh my god, this is such an upset. Oh, this is. I obviously don't have enough drama in my life anymore. This is so. I'm so.
Separated by no points are the two winners.
Oh! Okay, so we need a tie break. What you're saying? No tie break.
In the spirit of the age, everyone's a winner.
Hey.
Everyone's a winner except Down with the Swirl. It's not. So it's hot and cold running vaccine to our winners, but intravenous hydroxychloroquine to our losers. And I'll leave you with this thought from Italy. After the game, the king and the pawn go into the same box. But only if the box only contains four or fewer pieces from the same household. Otherwise, it counts as a double bubble and you have to go for a drive to test your eyesight again. Please give it up for Johnny Cochran, Celia A.B., Alison Spittle, Olga Cox, Mark Hodge on Keynes, Ned Sedgwick in Pedant's Corner, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Francis-White. Good night! Woo! You have been listening to The Globe. Hosted and created by Deborah Francis-White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. The music was by Mark Hodge. The producer for the spontaneous shop was Tom Zielinski. Thanks to Zoe Becker and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this other episode, visit globalpillage.net. It was great to be here again, you guys. We've absolutely loved it. Thank you so much for having us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.